From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Several evacuations in Syria have been postponed. The postponement came after buses en route to evacuate several thousand people from two towns in Idlib province were attacked and burned Sunday. A carefully timed agreement to remove trapped civilians and fighters from the two towns, as well as from the city of Aleppo, was then postponed indefinitely. United Nations humanitarian advisor for Syria, Jan Egeland, criticized rebel fighters for torching the buses. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council will wait until Monday to vote on whether to send monitors to Aleppo to oversee the evacuations and to help provide protection for civilians. Russia's UN ambassador says he will veto the resolution unless it is changed and has submitted a counter-resolution. A suicide bomber killed at least 48 Yemeni soldiers Sunday in the city of Aden. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Meanwhile, Arab and Western diplomats met in neighboring Saudi Arabia to discuss the conflict in Yemen. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with King Salman as well as with foreign ministers.
The failure to achieve a lasting cessation of hostilities is disturbing to all of us. Today, in our discussions, we laid out a way that we think we can proceed to get to, hopefully, a cessation that has been well planned, well structured, and we urge the parties today to come back to the table and to negotiate that.
John Kerry. Iranian government websites indicate Iran is asking the International Atomic Energy Agency for advice and assistance on developing a fleet of nuclear-powered ships. This is VOA News.